listening to the Positive Professional Podcast with your host, me, Tracy Yvonne. This podcast is a weekly conversation about all things mental health, self-care, and wellness. And there'll be sprinkles of positivity, mindfulness, and guided meditations. Welcome back to Season 6, Episode 26. What if your nervous system can become your wisest colleague? You know, the one that helps you choose calm over chaos, clarity over reactivity, and compassion over burnout. Well, today I'm going to be talking about autonomic wisdom, the everyday skill of listening to, learning from, and leading with your autonomic nervous system so you can do meaningful work without sacrificing your well-being. If you've ever felt overstimulated in meetings, flooded by emails, or shut down when you needed your voice the most, this episode is for you. And I'll break down how your nervous system operates at work, and how to spotlight your signals in real time, and how to shift state safely with simple body-based practices you can do anywhere and no yoga mat required. So here's our roadmap. Nervous System 101, a plain language tour of the autonomic nervous system and what it's doing all day at work. State spotting, recognizing your unique signals before they hijack your day. A simple guided practice. And some integration plans, right? Tiny routines, boundaries, and support for the next 7 to 14 days. And of course, some closing affirmations and call to action. As always, today's episode is educational, and it's not to substitute for therapy, medical, or legal advice. Listen to your body. And if any practices feels too activating or not right for you, pause, modify, or just skip it. Your pace is the right pace. So before we begin, let's arrive together. Uncross whatever can be uncrossed. Let your shoulders drop an inch. Soften your jaw and let your tongue rest on the floor of your mouth. Notice one sound in the room. Then one color you can see. Then one place your body is supported. And there you are. So let's begin. Your autonomic nervous system is the autopilot that runs in the background to help you survive, connect, and recover. And it has a few key modes you'll recognize. Ventral vagal, also known as societal safety and engagement. You'll feel present, curious, and connected. Communication flows, and this is your I can energy. Sympathetic, also known as mobilize. This is where energy rises, heart rate is up, breath quickens. It's great for deadlines until it isn't. This is the do something now. And then is the dorsal vagal, which is to shut down and conserve. This is where energy drops. You feel foggy, detached, and maybe hopeless. This is too much. Reduce demand. Think of these as states, not moral grades. Each state is intelligent. Mobilization saves you from danger. Shutdown protects you from overwhelm. Autonomic wisdom is the art of noticing where you are and nudging towards what the moment needs. So, the window of tolerance, and I'll give you a quick visual in words. Imagine two horizontal lines. Between them is your window, where you think, feel, and choose. The top line is hyperarousal, and that's too much energy. Below the bottom line is hypoarousal, and that's too little energy. Our practices widen the window, and give you ramps on and off the highway of reactivity. Now, here are some common examples of workplace triggers. Back-to-back meetings without recovery time. That's a sympathetic spike. Ambiguous emails or sudden policy changes. That's hypervigilance. High-stake presentations. That's sympathetic mobilization. And chronic microaggressions or inequities. That's the nervous system threat. And compassion fatigue in helping roles. That's a dorsal drift and numbness. Autonomic wisdom doesn't fix stressors. It equips you with choices inside them. So in the next segment, I'm going to talk about state spotting, your personal dashboard. Okay, let's build your dashboard. Fast, compassionate, and practical. And grab a note if you can, or if not, just listen and mentally circle what fits. When I'm sympathetic, also known as amped. The body, tight chest, clenched jaw, hot face, shallow breath. The mind, racing, catastrophizing, perfection, urgency, and interrupting, behavior, multitasking, overtalking, rapid emails, and caffeinating to cope. When I'm dorsal, also known as shut down, the body, heavy limbs, slumped posture, cold hands, the mind, blank, foggy, statements of what's the point, behavior, avoiding, scrolling, procrastinating, and ghosting the inbox. When I'm ventral, which is regulated, the body warm, grounded, relaxed face and steady breath. The mind flexible, curious, present. Behavior, listening, pacing work, clear asks and boundaries. Two quick questions you can use all week. Number one, what's my energy level right now? Too high, too low, or workable? Number two, what's one cue I can shift? Breathe, posture, gaze, movement to be 5% more workable. Autonomic wisdom is about small shifts, repeated often. So I'm going to do a guided practice, and this is a 3-minute reset. And again, if you're driving, you can skip and return later. Turn your head slowly, letting your eyes land on 3 different points in the room, and name what you see. And let your neck be part of the movement. Exhale longer than you inhale once or twice. And take one natural inhale, then a long audible sigh. and two more, with your shoulders melting on the exhale. Now breathe in for four and out for six. Do another two rounds of this. Inhaling for four and exhaling for a count of six. And press your feet gently into the floor for 5 seconds. And now release. Feel your seat in the chair. Place your hand over the heart or on the back of your neck, wherever feels supportive. Whisper to yourself, right now, I am allowed to take up space. And if this practice helped even 5%, that's a win. And now I'm going to share some vignettes or examples from the workplace and exactly what shifted the state. So the first example would be the meeting spiral. This is a program manager that enters a budget meeting already at a 7 out of 10 intensity. A critical command lands and their system spikes. Jaw tight, voice is sharp. They notice the cue, heat in the face, and place one hand flat on the table, feeling the cool surface. Under the table, they press toes into the ground while letting their exhale lengthen. Within 90 seconds, the voice softens and they ask a clarifying question instead of defending. Outcome, repair and clarify. What worked? Orienting plus exhale emphasis and covert grounding, which was toes to the floor. Example number two. Compassion fatigue drift. A school-based clinician realizes they're starting to numb out during sessions. Dorsal energy is creeping in. They set a 2-minute between session reset. Step into the hallway, look out of a window, or find 3 distinct points. Then add 60 seconds of brisk walking. They return more present and schedule a weekly debrief with a peer. What worked? Movement, distant gaze, and relational support. And the last one is the big presentation freeze. On slide 2, a presenter blinks. Instead of powering through, they name it. I'm going to take one breath so we can keep this useful. One sigh, one sip of water, and a soft focus to the back wall. The prefrontal cortex comes back online. The talk lands. What worked? Micro pause, physiological sigh, and gaze strategy. So now I'm going to share a 5-minute sequence you can use before difficult conversations or after tough moments. Step 1, choose your anchor. Feet, hands, or breath. Pick one and commit gently. Step 2, box it breath but softer. Inhale for 4, hold for 2, exhale for 6, rest for 2. Repeat 4 times. If holding feels edgy, skip the holds. Step 3, neck and shoulder melt. Inhale and roll shoulders up. Exhale and let them down. Do this again. Inhale, roll shoulders up. Exhale, let them down. Then tilt the head slightly to the right. Breathe once. And then shift your head to the left. Breathe, inhale, and exhale once. Step 4, humming. With your lips closed, hum softly on the exhale and make gentle voo sound. Feel the vibration around your chest, throat, and face. And you can do 2 to 3 rounds of this. And step 5, intention line. Place one hand on your heart and one on your stomach and whisper, what matters most in the next 10 minutes? What is one kind sentence I can say to myself? So now I'm going to share your 14-day automatic plan. And let's translate this into a more simple plan. So this is daily, 2 to 5 minutes total. In the morning, 2 rounds of 4 inhales, 6 exhales, breathing, and 1 sentence intention. Midday, a 3-minute reset from earlier. In the evening, device boundary. Choose a time when you stop scrolling, and plus 30 seconds of gratitudes or wins. Weekly, this should be 10 to 20 minutes. Reflect. What situation spikes you above the window? Which drain you below it? Repair. Choose one conversation per week to repair or clarify. And resource. Schedule one nurturing activity that actually replenishes you, such as walking, music, or spiritual practice, therapy, or community. And boundaries that help the nervous system. Hold 5-minute buffers between stacked meetings. Ask for clear role expectations to reduce ambiguity. Use meeting norms that protect voice, equity, and reduce interruptions. And name your capacity. I can deliver X by Friday, and Y needs another week. Remember, not all bodies feel equally safe in all rooms. Automatic wisdom includes advocating for conditions where more bodies can safely regulate through policy, culture, and accountability, not just individual coping. So I'm going to share some autonomic affirmations and repeat one that land. My body carries wisdom. I choose to listen. Safety is a practice, not a place. I can move 5% towards workable. Boundaries honor my nervous system and my values. I belong to myself, even in challenging rooms. Rest is not a reward, it's part of my resilience. And I can come back to myself again and again. I hope this episode served you. Share it with a colleague who can use a nervous system ally at work. Thank you for spending this time with me, and may your week be guided by automatic wisdom, steady compassion, and fully yours.
Thanks for listening and supporting this podcast. And make sure you're clicking the like and subscribe button. You can also follow me on Twitter and Instagram. Stay safe, be well, and don't forget to be the best version of you.